The remaining habitable island of Southeast Polynesia, Henderson, is the largest at 14 square miles, but is also the most remote and the most marginal for human existence. Unlike Mangareva or Pitcairn, Henderson is not volcanic, but is in effect a coral reef that geological processes thrust up 100 feet above sea level. Hence, Henderson is devoid of basalt or other rock suitable for toolmaking. That's a severe limitation for a society of stone toolmakers. An additional severe limitation is that Henderson has no reliable freshwater sources. At best, for a few days after the unpredictable arrivals of rain, water drips from the roofs of caves, and puddles of water can be found on the ground. There is also a freshwater spring that bubbles up in the ocean about 20 feet offshore. Even soil on Henderson is confined to small pockets between the limestone. The island's tallest trees are only about 50 feet high, and not big enough to fashion into canoe hulls. The resulting stunted forest and thick undergrowth are so dense that they require a machete to penetrate them. Henderson's beaches are narrow and confined to the north end. Its south coast consists of vertical cliffs where it is impossible to land a boat. Offsetting these fearsome disadvantages, Henderson does have attractions. In the reef and shallow waters nearby live lobsters, crabs, octopus, and a limited variety of fish and shellfish. Unfortunately, not including black-lipped pearl oyster. On Henderson is Southeast Polynesia's sole known turtle nesting beach, where green turtles come ashore to lay eggs between January and March of each year. Henderson formerly supported at least 17 species of breeding seabirds, including petrel colonies possibly as large as millions of birds, whose adults and chicks would have been easy to catch on the nest. Enough for a population of 100 people, each to eat one bird every day of the year without endangering the colony's survival. The island was also home to 9 species of resident land birds, 5 of them flightless or weak flyers, and hence easy to catch, including 3 species of large pigeons that would have been especially delectable. All those features would have made Henderson a great place for a short vacation to glut yourself on seafood and birds and turtles, but a risky home in which to eke out a permanent existence. Excavations nevertheless showed that the island did support a permanent tiny population, possibly comprising a few dozen people that went to extreme effort in order to survive. Proof of their former presence is provided by 98 human bones and teeth, representing at least 10 adults, both men and women, some of them over 40 years old, 6 teenage boys and girls, and 4 children in the age range of 5 to 10 years. Further evidence of human use is a huge buried midden, one of the largest known from Southeast Polynesia, running for 300 yards in length and 30 yards in width along the north coast beach, facing the only passage through Henderson's fringing reef. Where could people live on an island that is nothing more than an uplifted coral reef covered with low trees? There are only 3 signs of any construction: a stone pavement and post holes in the midden, suggesting the foundations of a house or shelter, 1 small low wall, and a few slabs of beach rock for a burial vault. Instead, literally every cave and rock shelter near the coast and with a flat floor and accessible opening contained debris, testifying to former human habitation. Marshall Weisler found 18 such shelters, which probably constitute all the dwellings of Henderson's population. The northeast part of the island had been burned and laboriously converted to garden patches, where crops could be planted in natural pockets of soil, extended by piling surface stones into mounds. Among the Polynesian crops and useful plants that were introduced intentionally by the settlers are coconuts, bananas, swamp taro, possibly taro itself, several species of timber trees, candlenut trees, whose nut husks are burned for illumination, hibiscus trees yielding fiber for making rope, and the tea shrub. The latter's sugary roots serve usually just as an emergency food supply elsewhere in Polynesia, but were evidently a staple vegetable food on Henderson. Most of the islanders' protein would have come from the wild birds and seafood, but finds of a couple of pig bones show that they kept or brought pigs, at least occasionally.